Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all worship
everything,
the
pain and
suffering,
that your troubles
may
bring. He's worthy of the
glory,
giving the praise, yeah.
To
oh, together we can, yes we can.
Everybody,
oh, worship the Lord. I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me.
Troubles come,
just hold on, got some change in hand.
You might have brought some trials. You might have brought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Graceview Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Our title to our devotion tonight is Don't Forget How Blessed You Are. Please do me a favor. Don't forget how blessed you are. The people of God were miraculously delivered by God from the oppression of Pharaoh in Egypt, and God parted the Red Sea. They walked through on dry land, performed a miracle. They find themselves in the wilderness and they have a problem. Let me remind you of what we discussed on last week. Anytime God gives you an assignment to take you to a better place, on your journey, God will always provide for you whatever it is that you need. Make sure you get into ministry. Make sure you have a personal ministry. Make sure you are a part of a congregational ministry, because then you will have an assignment to help serve and bless people of all ages, of all nationalities, across the country, across your city, and across the world, because then you will be on assignment by God. And it is so important and paramount to have an assignment by God God, because let me tell you, when you have an assignment given by God to take you and someone you love and the people you come in contact to a better place, God will provide what it is that you need. So Moses is on assignment by God. He is leading God's people. And on the journey to take God's people to a better place, he found himself having some problems along the journey. There were some challenges to take God's people to a better place. We find in Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 4, that the people of God murmured and they complained because they got to a place where there was no water. They were camped out at Rephidim, and the people did not have any water to drink. They quarreled with Moses, and they were complaining about not having water. They tested the Lord, and they thirsted. They complained about being brought out of Egypt and out of slavery, and that Moses was trying to kill God's people and their children and their beasts and their livestock, and drove Moses almost crazy. And then the Bible teaches us in verse number 5 of Exodus 17, notice this quickly. Then the Lord said to Moses, notice the instructions, beloved, pass before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Now behold, I will stand before you on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And I think that is so important. And the Bible says in verse number 7, he named that place, the place Massa and Meribah, because of the quarrel of the sons of Israel, and because they tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Can I tell you that along your journey, on your assignment to get you and your family to a better place that God has designated, you're going to run into some challenges. God never told us that we would not run into problems once he gets us on an assignment and a journey to a better place. So he never said that there would not be any issues as Moses is leading God's people. So I need you to know that they had a need. And when you have a need, there is a gap between the time when you expect God to bless you. So here it is. There is a need of water, and the people of God want to be blessed. But there is a gap between the time when they realize that they have a need for water and when God actually blesses them. When you have a need in your life, I need you to know that there is a gap between the time when you realize you have a need and the time when God blesses you. So the question is, what do you do when you have a need and you're waiting on God to bless you, to fulfill and help you out with that need? Can I tell you that these people complained? They argued, they drove Moses crazy, but can I tell you what was interesting? When Moses heard about the complaints, he went to God. And he asked God to bless the people, and God gave him some instructions on what to do. He said, I want you to assemble, go before the people, take the elders with you, take the staff that's in your hand, same staff that you'll use to perform a miracle at the Nile River. When you stand before the rock at Horeb, I want you to strike the rock, and water will come out of it so my people may drink. What are you doing, God? God is showing them another miracle so that their dependency may be on him. So he told Moses to strike the rock. Water came out of the rock. People were drinking. They had water for their beasts. They had water for their families. They had water for themselves. And they were happy at that point. But can I tell you that there's some things that must take place when you have a need and before you get blessed? Let me give you a few things here. First of all, you need to ask God to bless you when you have a need. That's the first thing in the gap between a need and a blessing. You must ask God. Secondly, you must follow God's instructions when God gives you instructions. In other words, while you have a need, that's no time to be disobedient to God. See, a lot of people get so frustrated and complain that they forget to obey God, okay? So what we got to do is once we have a need is make sure that we ask God to provide for our needs. You have to open up your mouth, go to your knees, bow your head, and ask God to bless you with whatever it is that you need. Then, in the meanwhile, between that gap between your need and the blessing, you have to follow God's instructions. And then you have to place your dependency on God. All right? Then the last thing is, don't complain. Depend on Him and comply. Don't complain. Depend and comply. Don't complain. Depend on God and comply with His instructions. And I want you to know, here's what's so dangerous about forgetting how blessed you are. There was another time when the people of God ran into the same problem. Maybe some of you Bible readers know where I'm about to go. Follow with me to Numbers chapter 20. I want you to know in Numbers chapter 20, the people of God on their journey to get to a better place while they are on assignment ran into the same problem. Let me ask you a question tonight. Has God ever blessed you miraculously and God made a way out of no way and you were so thankful that God provided for your needs and you obeyed the word of God and God's instructions and God blessed you once you followed His instructions when you had that need? And have you ever in your life forgot that you have been blessed and when the same situation came up? Okay, here it is. You go to the doctor and you had a need to be healed or to have your health maladies decrease, and God bless you to get better. He blessed you to get well. But the next time you went to the doctor, you forgot about the first time when you went to the doctor, and God blessed everything to be okay. So you go to the doctor this time doubting that you're going to be blessed, and you forget about how blessed, Lord have mercy, that you really are. Same thing happened to the people of God in Numbers chapter 20. We find that in verses 1 all the way down to verse number 6, the people of God were complaining because they ran into a situation again where they were at Kadesh, where they in the wilderness of Zin, and they had no water. Now, you would think common sense would say, you know what, we've been here before, and God miraculously showed us that any time that we have a need while we're on our journey and while we're on assignment to get to a better place, God will provide everything that we need. You would think that they would just look back and remember how good God has been and remember how blessed they are to have a God that can provide water out of a rock. All the leader Moses, the man of God, had to do was just follow God's instructions and strike the rock, and water came up out of a rock. You would think that they would just remember that, but guess what? They didn't. They were like me and you. They complained, they grumbled, they argued, they went on and got on Moses' last nerve to the point where Moses is now going crazy, and now Moses is frustrated. So guess what Moses did? The same thing he did last time that they had a problem with getting water. So Moses went to God. Notice what God said to Moses when the people needed some water in Numbers chapter 20 and verse number 6. Then Moses and Aaron came in from the presence of the assembly to the doorway of the tent of the meeting and fell on their faces. I like that. They fell on their faces and they prayed to God. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Watch this. Notice the instructions of God in Numbers chapter 20 and verse number 7. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, take the rod, first instruction. Same rod that he had when he performed one of the plagues in the Nile River, that staff in Egypt. And you and your brother Aaron assemble the congregation. Second thing, notice what God says this thing. You got to make sure when you are going through a problem and you're frustrated with your problem and you're frustrated with the people around you that's causing the problem to be even bigger, you got to make sure you pay attention to God's instructions. Because if you don't, you will allow the frustration of the people that you're trying to help and dealing with in your life to cause you to disobey God and not follow the instructions of God. Notice what God says. Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, assemble the congregation, speak to the rock before their eyes that it may yield its water. What's the three things, Brother Jones? Take the rod, you and Aaron, assemble the congregation. Get all the people of God together. Third thing, and speak to the rock before their eyes that it may yield its water. Thus God says, you shall thus bring forth water for them out of the rock, and let the congregation and their beasts drink. So notice again, there is always a gap between your need and your blessing. So what do? You must make sure that you ask God for the need that you have. So many times we get so frustrated where we forget to ask God. And while we forget to ask God when we have a need. All we do is cry, complain, and be frustrated and have doubt and doubt God and doubt God's ability. And we forget how blessed we are and never think back about all the times in your life where God made a way out of no way. God blessed you when you didn't have no money. God blessed you to have a good doctor's appointment. God blessed you for your child to come home. God bless you for your child to get married. God bless you for your child to graduate. God bless you for your child to get a degree. God bless you for all those wonderful things that you needed in the past. But the moment you go through it again, we forget how blessed we are. So notice the frustration of the man of God, Moses, and we'll close tonight. Number 20, verse number 9. So Moses took the rod. First thing he did that God told him to do, he was perfect on it. Notice what the text says. So Moses took the rod before the Lord, just as he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly before the rock. And he said to them, "Listen now, you rebels." In other words, Moses is cursing right now in 2019 language. But he says, "Listen, you rebels, shall we bring forth water out of this rock for you?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod. And hold up now. I thought the Lord said to speak to the rock. See, when you get so frustrated when you're trying to help the people around you who keep complaining and getting on your last nerve, the people who are around you can cause you to make a mistake and not listen to God and not obey God's instructions. You remember, and I just showed you in Exodus chapter 17 and verses 1 through 7, where God had previously told him to strike the rock. Now, God told him this time to speak to the rock, but Moses is confused. He has a bit of ambiguity because he's confused because he can't even understand and listen to the instructions of God because he's so frustrated with people. And can I tell you on tonight, sometimes your frustration with people will cause you to disobey God and not follow God's instructions. And when you don't follow God's instructions, God has to punish and penalize you for not being prepared to follow his instructions. Because he struck the rock twice when God told him to speak to the rock. What happened? Moses asked God, heard the instructions of God, but in the midst of his need, in between his blessing, he did not follow God's instructions completely. 66% won't work. And your dependency has to be on God. But Moses was so frustrated with people. Sometimes you can get so frustrated with the folk on your job. Sometimes you can get so frustrated with the people in your house. Sometimes you can get so frustrated with the people at the bus stop or in your car. You can just forget about God's instructions when you have a need. You can complain, and if God gives you the instructions, sometimes you can forget to obey God fully. Notice the result. But the Bible says in verse number 11, then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation and their beasts drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Those were the waters of Meribah, because the sons of Israel contended with the Lord, and he proved himself to be holy among them. Wasn't it sad Moses was now not able to go and deliver God's people to the promised land because God had to withdraw a blessing from him that God wanted to give Moses, but God says, I can't let you go over there now because you have not treated me holy. So when you and I fall into a place where we have a legitimate need, even though we're on assignment, on our journey to get to a better place, God truly looks at the details of our obedience. And if we are not careful, we will leave a blessing on the table, because if we don't follow God fully, then God may have to take something away from us. So unfortunate, if you read the rest of the chapter, Numbers chapter 20, we find out that Aaron dies, his brother. God says, time for you to go, Aaron. So Aaron dies, and then Moses cannot go to the promised land. However, God's grace prevailed because God said, you can't go, but I'm going to allow you to get out your spiritual binoculars and I'm going to allow you to look over there and see it, but you won't be able to go over there. Why? Because God sees disobedience as disrespect and not treating him holy. Why? Because God was trying to show the people of God that when you have a legitimate need, as long as you are on assignment with me, and as long as you follow my instructions and ask me for whatever it is that you need, God does not have a problem with blessing his people with what they need as long as they're on a journey, an assignment for him to get to a better place. But God performed the miracle because he wanted the people's dependency to be on him. Can I tell you that the reason why you're so blessed right now is because God gave you those blessings so that when you were faced to be in a predicament where you had a legitimate need, God, just like any good father, would want you to believe that he is able to provide. God wants you to believe that he could make a way that you can't even see or understand. All God wants you to do is stay on assignment. Do what he tells you to do. Follow his instructions fully. Depend on him for everything. You cannot be independent of God. You must be dependent on God. And you got to make sure that you follow his instructions fully. Remember, don't complain. Don't complain. Depend and comply. What does that mean? Depend on God when you have legitimate need. Comply with all of his instructions. No matter what it looks like, remember, God has blessed you before, so there's a danger in not remembering how blessed you are. I hope you know tonight how blessed you are. I want you to think about all the times in your life where God has blessed you and made a way for you out of no way. What is God doing for us? He's given us evidence that when we have a legitimate need, there is a gap between your need and your blessing. What's going to cause you to be blessed is if you follow his instructions completely and fully. Depend on him and ask God for whatever it is that you need on your journey to work for him so that he can get you to a better place. God bless you on tonight. Hope and pray this information should have been a blessing to your life. Make sure you dial number one right now. We'd love to pray for you. If you have a legitimate need, that your need is so that you could do something for God. And if you are on assignment for God and whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need, you're going to do something for God. We have a great opportunity to be blessed by the Heavenly Father on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Dial number one right now so we can pray for you. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live with us tonight. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Thank you, Brother Jones. Good evening, Brother Jones. Brother Mike Woods, thank you for the message this evening. Special prayer for the Fambo family as they prepare to bury Brother Fambo tomorrow. Continued prayer for this program. Continued prayer for you and your family. And continued prayer for all the people on the call this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We'll certainly keep the family of Brother Fambo in prayer. Thank you for praying for them and this broadcast and many others like it. Dial number one right now on your phone so that we could take your needs to God while we're on assignment to get to a better place. Caller ending in 0114, you're on the air live now. Please tell us your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Sister Smith. I just want to thank you for that powerful message and also asking prayer for LaBrenda and her family. She had death in her family, so continue to keep her in your prayers and her family and also keeping everyone on the line. And your family as well. And thank you so much for the lesson again, my brother.
Thank you, Sister Smith. I'm so encouraged by you. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer on tonight. And you just keep doing your thing and trusting in God on your journey. Caller ending in 3964. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, hello. This is Sister Pam. Thank you so much for a wonderful message. Just asking all of you to pray for our Vacation Bible School this week. Pray that we will, the children that are coming will be encouraged and that we will teach those things that are pleasing and acceptable unto God. Pray for my husband Rick's health, especially that he will just keep God first in all that he does along with all of us. And that God will get the glory out of him being healthy. Pray for his radiation treatments. Also continue to pray for Kennedy and her health and Jayla and her schooling and just me for spiritual and emotional health. Thank you. And everyone on the line.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Pam. We certainly appreciate you. We keep those people in prayer. We want to thank all of you for being on the line tonight. Again, tonight, I want you to know that we have people all across the country listening, and we always have people listen to the archive lessons as well. This program, Passion for Christ, is designed to provide spiritual, encouraging, motivating, inspirational messages from the Word of God that will increase your faith, bless your life so that you could live the way God would have you to live. Please do share this link with other interested persons. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to the Grace and Mercy Prayer Call, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. One of our prayer warriors will give a brief devotion and give you an opportunity to take your cares and your prayers and your needs and your thoughts unto God. Tonight, we're going to be led in prayer by one of our prayer warriors here at the Grace View Church of Christ here in Anderson, South Carolina. Brother Maurice Waller will lead us in a brief closing prayer. Brother Waller, you're live right now. Lead us out.
Father, allow us to know and understand who you are and all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Keep us, Heavenly Father. Protect us. Guide us. Lead us in such a manner that you can get all the honor, the glory, and the praise based on the testimonies that we can give and provide for those that we come in contact with. Allow us to understand, Heavenly Father, that the trials and tribulations that we go through sometimes are not for ourselves, but for the people that are observing us. Allow us to handle these situations in such a manner, Heavenly Father, in which, once again, we can celebrate you and the fact that you deserve all the honor, the glory, and the praise. As we depart from this call, but not from your sight, Heavenly Father, allow us to reflectively look at the situations that we've been in the past, knowing and understanding that you've always made a way for us. And so when we get the urge to feel like we need to complain or we're not grateful for what you have given us, we need to retrospectively look back at our lives, Heavenly Father, and realize that you have provided us with opportunities time and time again to get things right with you, not only to get things right with you, but you provided us with ways out of situations in which we couldn't see ourselves. So for that, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you once again. Now, as we depart from this call, allow us to continue to be a light to those that we come in contact with. Allow us to share your awesome word, Heavenly Father. Allow us to give a testimony that will help someone that may be going through a similar situation. Allow us, Heavenly Father, just to continue to be a mentor to someone that we come in contact with, whether it's through our friends, our family, our coworkers, or our loved ones. It's in your son's name we pray, and we ask all his blessings. Let us say amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.